This is an All Ears English bonus episode, Vivi's Adventure Story, speed dating and talking politics with native speakers in Boston. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we have Vivi from Berlin on the show. Vivi joined the Urban English Adventure in August, and today she'll tell you why she's glad she followed her intuition and applied to come to Boston. Plus, find out what it was like to discuss a big political issue with local Bostonians in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Vivi, welcome to All Ears English. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy you're here on the show today because you were in Boston in August for our Urban English Adventure number one. How was it for you?
It was awesome. I'm so grateful that I could be part of it. Thank you again.
We're so happy to have you in that group. The group was incredible. And why did you decide to apply, Vivi? Why did you make that video and apply to the program?
I listened to the podcast and you guys talked about it so passionately. And I could see myself doing this. And I was caught with this passion and I loved it so much. So I wanted to do it. Yeah.
That is awesome. Was it hard to create? Because, you know, one of the big things is we do ask our applicants to create that video introduction. Was that hard to push yourself to make that video?
A tiny bit at the beginning, yeah. It was something I've never done before. But once I started to do it, I really wanted to finish it. So it was okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You wanted to keep going and push through and finish that video, right?
Yeah, I wanted to be part of this so much, so I went through with it, and it was okay.
That's awesome. So how did you feel when you first arrived in Boston, Vivi? What was it like getting off the plane and coming to the happy hour and meeting everyone? What was that like for you?
It was overwhelming. When I stepped out of the bus at first, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. At South Station, was that? I loved the city already so much, and I was so excited for meeting everybody, and it was even better than I imagined.
Was it your first time in Boston?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
It was your first time. Yeah. Okay, good. What was your favorite challenge that we did, Vivi, throughout the whole weekend? What was your very favorite English challenge?
Oh, there were so many, but I really liked the neighborhood challenge, because it really pushed us to do something, talk. Yeah.
No, yeah. I think we have a little bit of an internet disconnection here, but that's okay. We'll keep going. No, that's okay. So a lot of people liked that challenge. What did it push you to do, Vivi, exactly?
to be spontaneous and to just start talking in English to strangers, which I would have not done before. And that was, that was really good to start the conversation and keep going, because at first they were not responding maybe the way that we wanted, like giving us some information. But but yeah, after a while, we managed to get that what we wanted. And
And how did you do that? Did you have to change the way you were wording the question or ask different people? Or how did you get around that awkwardness?
It was every time a little bit different, which was, more interesting. Sometimes we had to face differently, other times we had to explain more the situation, why we're doing this. And then people got a little bit more relaxed and they were like, oh, okay, so where are you from? And they asked us questions.
Excellent. And do you feel like your English, what would you say was the main benefit for your English from that exercise, from that challenge?
Just talking, just the first step of not caring too much if it's not perfect grammar or not, and that is really important to me.
That's huge. I love that. Was there anything that you were worried about before you came, Vivi? I mean, it sounds like you were excited, but were you concerned about anything regarding the weekend before you came?
Yeah, a tiny bit. I was concerned of that I wouldn't understand everybody so well, but I did. It was really nothing to worry about. I figured I understood everybody, and if not, I asked, and it was great.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you came. What about the social events? We went to the baseball game. We went to we did the barbecue. What was your favorite thing?
It's so hard to decide. I loved the baseball game, but I think I would have to say the speed dating with the natives.
Oh, cool.
Getting to know them.
Tell us about that. What did we do?
Well, it was really like a speed dating, or getting to know someone at speed. Everybody, the adventurers sat down, and the locals went around, and we had 5 minutes to discuss or to talk, ask them questions. And afterwards, we had the discussion of a political article, or two articles that had to do with politics. And there we could get into real discussion. That was really interesting.
Okay, so you felt like the speed dating was a good way to break the ice, and then you can move into politics?
Exactly. That was really good. Yeah.
Guys, if you have been thinking about applying for the next Urban English Adventure, then right now is the time to do it. This program will happen October 19th to the 22nd in Boston. Get real speaking practice with natives, explore Boston, meet Jessica and Lindsay, and be a part of the incredible team of All Ears English listeners from all over the world. Go right now, guys, to allearsenglish.com/Boston. Only 12 people are accepted for this program, and I don't want you to miss your chance. Go to allearsenglish.com/Boston to apply right now. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that. And then when it came to discussing the article, did you learn anything? Did anything surprise you about your conversations with the native speakers?
Not so much surprise, but it was interesting to get their opinion, which is similar to mine, or which was similar to mine. But the way they put it and how they how they looked at it from the American perspective, of course, was very interesting. Mm. And how, and I loved that most people were so open also to discuss that and active. They really wanted to change something or to not just passively say, well, this is what's happening. But yeah, I could really feel that they were passionate about it and that they wanted to do something.
Yeah, right. Because it's always interesting around the world, different newspapers publish news about things, but we never really know the perspective. We don't know how people are actually approaching the topic from within the US sometimes, right? I'm sure.
Yes.
That's interesting. Oh, cool. And that's something that would be hard to find if you're just studying in a language school in your home country, right? And where are you from, Vivi, for our listeners who don't know?
I'm from Berlin, Berlin, Germany. Yeah.
And had you been to a language school before? Had you ever done like a language program in the US?
Yes, I did in 2011 in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was after my school and before my university started, because I wanted to improve already and get prepared for my studies. Okay. And it was good, but this program was far more special to me, although it was shorter. I've taken so much out of it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. And also making real connections, which is really true. In the language school, it was really harder because in the end, all the same nationalities were again talking with each other in their native language, which I didn't want. And here it was so great because everybody was really wanted to speak English, only English.
Exactly.
And it worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a fire truck running down my street. I don't know if you can hear that or not.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. Yeah. So you're right. So that happens in language schools, I think partly because there are so many students, right? And people tend to group off. Do you think that's why that tends to happen in language schools? People group off in their own nationalities and languages?
Yeah. Yeah. That happens inevitably, I think. Everybody wanted to learn, but it was just easier to find connections with people from your own country if you had the choice, you know?
Mm, interesting. Yeah, I remember. So that's one of the principles of this program. One of our goals is to do full 100% English the whole weekend. And, you know, in our orientation, we had breakfast as a group and that was rule number one, right?
Yeah.
Was, you know, and you liked that. I saw you smile because that's really, that's a key right there. And we just set that tone from the beginning. And I think everyone stuck to it really nicely. And I was so happy about that. I was so happy. I love that. So
yeah,
good.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Awesome. So I just have a few more questions for you, Vivi, before you get on with your busy day in Berlin.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how would you describe this trip in one word? If you had to just designate one word to describe the trip, what would you say?
Fabulous. That is the word I would choose.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Yep. Go ahead.
That's the word I already found when I was in Boston appropriate, and that's why that stuck.
Yeah, nothing has changed. And actually, this is another question I should ask you. One more thing. So now that you've been back in Berlin for about, what, 2 or 3 weeks, have you found that, I mean, have any skills kind of carried over into your daily life in Berlin? Or what are the remnants of the program in terms of your skills that you've carried over?
I feel much more confident. I really do. It's always when I think back, it's such a positive light. Yeah. And I mean, right now I didn't have to speak English that much, but I know it will be, it will help me throughout, you know, my studies and everything. But just having this connection, this positive connection with an experience that was so good is priceless to have.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy about that. That's great, Vivi. And for, you know, this episode will be coming out, I think, towards the end of September. So we're getting close to the next trip date, right? So if you want to send a message, maybe, Vivi, you have any advice for someone who is on the fence, right? Do you know that expression, to be on the fence?
Yeah, between not yeah. having decided yet, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If they're on the fence, they're not sure if they want to join the trip or not, what advice would you give them? Do you have anything to say to them, those listeners?
I would say really, really do it. It's so much, it's so worth it. It's priceless. You cannot have a similar experience. It's so unique. And I would recommend listening to the podcast a lot beforehand and making notes and getting into the mood already, you know, mm-hmm. And look up, you know, stuff in Boston. If it's in Boston, right?
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that. And it was so reinforcing this positive feeling. And yeah, I really want to do this, and just adding more excitement to it. And, oh. and then it has to become great, and it will.
Awesome. So you did a little research about the city of Boston before you came? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. So so just doing that got you in the mood, got you thinking in English, got you ready, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That is excellent advice. So guys, I want you to listen to this episode again and take Vivi's advice, right? Go ahead and apply if this seems like something that would be interesting to you. And yeah, I think it was a special experience with our group. The way you guys got so tight, you spoke to the native speakers quite a bit of time in the weekend, and we just came away with an incredible feeling kind of empowered, I think.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah, empowered. Okay. All right, Vivi, thank you so much for taking your time to be on this episode. It's been so fun talking
to you. Of course, I love it.
It's been so fun talking to you, and we hope to have you back for another trip sometime in the future.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah.
Awesome.
And thanks again. It was so incredible. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for coming. All right, Vivi, talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.